Go tell that long-tongued liar.
The troubling part about all this is it's not even people who we vote for. When you look at what happened when President Biden had that infamous debate with President Trump, it exposed the reality that many of us have known for a long time, which is that President Biden has not been the guy calling the shots.
The general vibe on the Hill right now is WTF. People are shocked at the news of Gates, especially. I feel like I couldn't even get around to getting reaction on Tulsi Gabbard when this pick of Gates came down the pike. Senators, Republican lawmakers even, one of them in a closed-door meeting, said, oh my God, when they saw the post from Donald Trump.
Trump has suggested you are part of the enemy from within. Are you concerned for your safety?
And when it comes to how those raise money, I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on. For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Sooner or later, God's gonna cut you down. All you liars are gonna be taken down. Oh my goodness, the appointments keep coming. The mainstream media and politicians are in full panic mode, brother. That's what Hulk Hogan would say. Brother, it's a wonderful time to see. We will look at the comms flying off the shelf connected to many of these and how the world will be in shock. The world is helping, and we are going to see this done much faster than expected. Matt Gaetz is just the start. Folks, we've got a lot to cover, many clips, much excitement. I'm loving it. How about you guys? Here we go.
It's Thankful Thursday, and this week we're giving away a pine needle extract from one of our partners at Ascent Nutrition. You're going to get this bottle as well as a Romans 8:28 and We Know license plate frame. You're going to get both of these things with every single order starting on Thursday, and it's while supplies last, so make sure you get your orders in as soon as possible.
Don't you just love Thankful Thursdays? They're just a great idea from Angie, Jamie, Emily. They're so amazing. We have got great products for you folks. Just go into shop.amweknow.com. Click in the description box below. It's at the top. And you get that pine needle extract and that license plate. Man, it's so cool. Here's another thing that's really cool. President Trump, what a great sight to see him addressing the House Republicans on Capitol Hill.
Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee.
Well, thank you very much. This is a very nice gathering. Isn't it nice? It's nice to win. It's always nice to win. A lot of good friends in this room. So, you know, we had like historic kind of numbers, especially for the president, but we won't get into that. But the House did very well, and I think we're responsible for 31, helping you with 31, meaning we could have lost by quite a bit. And we ended up, I guess you'll be five up. Are you looking at five or four? Five or four, right? Doesn't matter. We get used to one for a little while. When you can get used to one, you can get used to anything. So I just want to thank everybody. You've been incredible. We worked with a lot of you to get you in. And you helped me, and you helped me too. And my numbers were, so they say, the 129 years, the most important election in 129 years. That's pretty good. I said, who is the 129 years? What was that, Doc Ronnie? Who's 129 years ago? I'd never looked because it started at being 100 and then they upped it to that. But it's a great compliment. We won the majority by 7.1 million. We won, which is great, because Republicans aren't supposed to be winning the majority, Marjorie. You know that, right? And we won that, and we won it every way, all seven swing states, by a lot. And then to Michigan was great. Couldn't be better, I'll tell you. Michigan was great, and we had a couple of people. Almost New Jersey is right, just a few points. It's got them very worried because they say, well, next time if we go up even a fraction of what we went up, you're going to win New York, you're going to win New Jersey, you're going to win places that weren't winnable. California, too.
That's right. You know, those numbers pack, and, you know, they made the mainstream media walk out after this. They sent them out so they could have their meeting. Pretty cool. But you know what? I don't think that we won by 7.1 million. I think we won by 27.1 million. All these illegal votes that they were throwing in, the illegal ballots they were throwing in, the numbers they were still throwing into the machines, and they still made it too big to rig because they are liars. A country is in love with what's happening. Conservative values, the enemy did not want us to know what a big number of majority of Americans are all together in belief systems. And we've had enough. President Trump had a chance to, of course, you guys probably seen these clips already, meeting with Joe Biden.
And it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep, it looks like United States Space Force, letting them know exactly how this thing was played out. And, you know, Joe Biden was just a super smiley, happy man. You know, the real Obama had no clue when President Trump was throwing that message out. The fake Biden is in on it. You can tell that big smile, boy, he was just having a blast.
The plan was to get Biden to, you know, step down from the reelection bid. And then they were all planning an open primary. But Biden, 30 minutes after he dropped out of the race, decided to endorse Kamala Harris as a middle finger to the Democratic Party.
Yep, there they go. The President Trump and Biden hanging out together in a nice AI video put together, going fishing and hiking together and just big smiles. You know, look what we did for our country. Wasn't it great? He did some wonderful acting. Actually, let me show you how to get a golf ball, and we'll just have a good time in the farm, and let's just be friends. Why can't we just be friends? I just love these when folks put them together. Oh, it feels so good to smile, just have a blast, and understand how this all was playing out. Man, whoever played Joe Biden should get an award for that. He's probably going to get a big paycheck for central casting, that is for sure. And who would have known that on November 13th, the Delta hit it right on the nose. From November 13th, 2018, what was the final balance of power in the Senate? 53-47. Q already knew it. Isn't that something, how Q seems to always know stuff? And I saw this since we're on that. You know, I didn't think about bringing this up till Grasshopper just posted it. But, you know, President Trump announced the White House senior staff. One of those would be Dan Scavino. Dan Scavino, absolutely amazing how he's been communicating with all of us, will return to the White House as an assistant to the president and deputy chief of staff. Scavino was a Trump campaign senior advisor and remains one of President Trump's longest-serving and most trusted aides. You know, he posted this at 16:21. That's right, President Trump posted that at 16:21. So if you go to the cue board, you type in 16:21. We remember you, VIP. That's right, Dan Scavino is the VIP. Where we go one, we go all. Where did the storm derive from? Some things leave lasting impressions. When did we arrive to start the awakening? Fireworks. And of course, you've got the 21:19 on the end. We know there was a time when standing for our flag meant something. Pride and respect The Pledge. There was a time when we the people decided our future. Isn't that wonderful? It all matches. And of course, we had another big honor, Matt Gaetz. He's the big one today that we're going to be talking about, showing plenty of clips. It is my great honor, President Trump said, to announce that Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida is hereby nominated, of course, to be the Attorney General. Most of us know that already. If you turned on any type of podcaster, anything on social media, we know how this is playing out. Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney trained at the William and Mary College of Law, who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice. Few issues in America are more important than ending the partisan weaponization of our justice system. Matt will end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore America's badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. Isn't that great? Oh, man, it's going to be so good. Here's Ultra MAGA Party with a reminder of how this all plays out.
I have other questions. I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
well,
does
won't
not
answer the
has no
Hold
interest
on.
In
You won't answer the question about
police.
Whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you. You preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history. People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems aren't true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you're whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people.
Respectfully, Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. And then, you know, folks have been speculating a little bit about him. Will he get in or not? I'm going to show you a clip that's going to really change your thoughts on that. But, you know, remember that as this all plays out, the media actually asked Representative Thomas Massie about Trump's nomination of Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Will he be confirmed by the Senate? Listen to this. He said it doesn't need to, if you didn't hear that. We recess. He's the Attorney General. Suck it up. Adam Schiff said, first, the Supreme Court granted a president immunity for weaponizing the Justice Department. Now Donald Trump wants to appoint Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Confirming him would mean affirming the worst potential abuses of the DOJ. He must be rejected by the Senate. The hammer of justice is coming. It is coming. You know, what's interesting is if we go to the 59-second mark, I'm going to hit right about here, all the scuttlebutt going around about the fact that, you know, that he'll have to go through this long two-year process before he's actually placed into the Attorney General role. Well, I think they've got something up their sleeve. Check this out.
He says something to the tune of, it doesn't matter because we'll be at recess. He's the Attorney General. Suck it up. And then folks started digging into like the constitutions and stipulations and emergency things that can be done. And it's rumored that the Trump team is reportedly discussing a plan to adjourn both the houses of Congress under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution and then recess, appoint cabinet. Article 2, Section 3 gives the president power to convene both houses of Congress in the extraordinary occasions and importantly to adjourn them if the House and the Senate disagree on when to adjourn. Trump's team could then bypass the Senate opposition and install the cabinet member officials or other high level appointees without needing the Senate approval. Recess appointments would be valid until the end of the following congressional session, which means that he could essentially just ram it through. He wouldn't need to get the 50 or whatever votes that he needs to get on the Senate to be confirmed in any of them. It doesn't matter whether John Thune does it or not. It doesn't matter if people vote for Matt Gaetz to be in that position or not. They can just ram it through. Let's just run through the list.
Isn't that something? Isn't that great? Folks are doing their research, they're sharing it like crazy, and they're saying, look, we're probably not going to have to go through all that. There's a strong possibility that they're going to go on recess. They're going to use, you know, that article to just get them right in there. And, you know, it's going to make us so happy. We're going to feel better every single day. But you know what? We'll feel even better with this. Well, research shows that Americans are exposed to tens of thousands of chemicals every day, many of which are banned elsewhere. As someone who knows and trusts Dr. Shockley, she brings a unique combination of expertise and genuine care for this community.
Over the years, I have had the privilege and honor of walking through this journey with my patients and helping them to make simple but very impactful swaps in their daily products to lower the toxic exposures that we're all being exposed to, whether we know it or not. For example, did you know that the average American encounters over 85,000 chemicals daily? That's a lot. Many of these are hidden in the products that we use every single day. Thank you, FDA. From our skincare to our mouth care, all of our household cleaners and agents. And I will tell you, every single patient I have tested shows the signs of this toxic burden. Not one person is free of them. Through testing, I get to see firsthand the impact that this has on people's health, which is part of why my work with patients is helping to evaluate and swap out these hidden toxins from their environment. Now, we've crafted some bundles to allow you to also join in on this journey with clean, trusted alternatives that truly support your health.
With these bundles, she's offering the same tools she uses with her patients, proven natural options that prioritize long-term wellness and empower people to live healthier lives. For those wanting to go even deeper, comprehensive testing can be a game changer. By identifying the underlying cause of health challenges, it's possible to create a real roadmap toward healing and health independence. For every bundle purchase made, Dr. Kelly will throw in a free copy of her ebook, Unlock the Health, Everyday Mistakes That Sabotage Your Body's Ability to Heal. If you're looking for the perfect gift for the upcoming holiday season, give the gift of health. Your family and friends will thank you for it. You can also enter to win the Pure Beauty or Pure Man bundle through the end of the month. So make sure you get to their site and sign up for your chance to win. U.S. participants only, please. Visit corehealthadvantage.com/AWK or click the link below this video to get started today. So let's look at this. We've got the Trump administration so far. Vice President J.D. Vance. We got Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. We're going to talk about him in a minute. Attorney General Matt Gaetz, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristine Noem from South Dakota. Wow. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. We're going to talk about her in a moment and show some video clips. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. CIA Director John Ratcliffe, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. We got John Thune in as Senate Majority Leader. We're going to show you clips from that in a moment. Stay tuned for that. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, Ambassadors to the United Nations Elise Stefanik, White House Counsel Bill McGinley, Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, of course, Tom Holman, Border Czar Mike Huckabee, Ambassador to Israel, Government Efficiency Advisors Doge, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, and Steve Witkoff as the Middle East envoy. I tell you what, this is going to be cool. Elon Musk posted, DC is freaking out about all this. It means we are over the target. Is that so? Let's see how they're freaking out.
Well, Julie, let's talk about some of the picks that you just ran through. Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth. Do you think that they are confirmable at this point? What's the buzz on the Hill right now?
Well, I mean, I hope you don't forgive me for saying this, Kristen, but the general vibe on the Hill right now is WTF. People are shocked at the news of Gaetz, especially. I feel like I couldn't even get around to getting reaction on Tulsi Gabbard when this pick of Gaetz came down the pike. Senators, Republican lawmakers, even one of them in a closed door meeting said, oh my God, when they saw the post from Donald Trump. Several senators, I just ran into Lindsey Graham, for example, who kind of brushed me off and said he didn't speak to Trump yet. We'll see, he said, if Gaetz is confirmable, if he's a a good pick, Chuck Grassley, who's going to be the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, working very closely with the next attorney general. He really didn't have anything to say. He stood there for 30 seconds, just completely baffled when reporters told him about this. Others like Collins, Murkowski, those who are seen to deflect from whatever Trump tries to do, their press handlers basically pushing us aside. And it is because look at who Gates is. He's currently under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for some of these personal misgivings that he's been a part of, some of the things that the federal government has investigated him on and later dropped charges on. He is still.
So, of course, they've got to put the attacks in and share that he's got these things that are going on. And, you know, they let it go. It's gone now. But, you know, he's had some personal problems. And I mean, they just won't stop. Never ending. And I thought I had something on that, a clip that I think Liz Crokin put together. I'm looking for it now. And it was very interesting because they tried all this mess against him, against Matt Gaetz, and it wasn't working out very well. But first, before I show you that, look at this. John Pierce, a lawyer who has represented more than 50 defendants who were charged in relation to the U.S. Capitol breach on January 6th, says he thinks a blanket pardon is coming. That's right. Remember that we had this from Matt Gaetz showing that he was fighting for those guys and probably will do all he can to get them out.
Thank you. Every day in America, people are locked in prison. It's not every day that people are locked out of a prison, which is what happened to multiple members of Congress today. We have two principal responsibilities, to appropriate funds and to conduct oversight. How does the Biden administration expect us to participate in the representative republic when they deprive us of access to information that would inform our oversight work and our appropriations decisions? The questions we've asked have gone unanswered for months, and they fall into two principal categories. First, are there defendants, as a consequence of their conduct on January 6th, being deprived of access to potentially exculpatory evidence? We have seen that the FBI has a history of animating criminal conduct. That is precisely what happened in Michigan, and it may be what happened on January 6th as well. To answer that question, we need access to the 14,000 hours of videos that Congressman Gosar has continuously called for. To answer that question, to get that evidence, we sought a meeting with the Attorney General. We went to the Department of Justice, and we weren't even allowed in the lobby to have a meeting with an Attorney General who still to this day has not shown up for an oversight hearing before the Oversight Committee or the House Judiciary Committee. What is Merrick Garland hiding?
He's good. He fights. And we hope that it all comes together. And here's that one I was telling you about, Liz Crokin post that Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Remember, huge win for Britney Spears and survivors. Remember what he did for them? Then they started attacking him. The moment he started going after the Hollywood folks and exposing them for what they do and putting these people like Britney in slavery, they attacked him, okay?
Representative Matt Gaetz was the first member of Congress to speak out in support of Britney.
I do believe the nation was quite taken with the control that the guardianship and conservatorship process has on far too many Americans. I am glad Britney Spears got to speak out on this issue finally yesterday.
He accused his congressional colleagues of indifference to the issue of abusive conservatorships and claimed they were actually blocking an investigation into Britney's situation.
And I would reiterate the call to Chairman Nadler to allow us to hold hearings on conservatorship abuse. And I think the very first witness before the Judiciary Committee should be Britney Spears. Free Britney, I yield back.
Now we're going to have to lay to some Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's facing an FBI investigation over allegations of a relationship with an underage girl.
Soon after his statements, Gaetz was accused of using a site called Seeking Arrangements to traffic a 17-year-old girl. Though no victims ever came forward to corroborate the claims, and Seeking Arrangements have since made a public statement saying he never had an account.
And I won't be extorted by a former DOJ official and the crooks he is working with.
The case also resulted in the indictment of Stephen Alford, who attempted to extort Gaetz over the matter. Some Free Britney fans have suggested this could have been an attempt to silence him from future advocacy in support of Britney's freedom.
So just remember that, what these guys did to him, to his family, and more. And of course, they're going to continue to bring that up as he's, people are freaking out that he's been assigned. And then, of course, you go over to this NBC News report, and guys, you have to remember there's stuff that happened to him. You know, they dropped it, but there's stuff going on with him. The Trump transition team, they're drafting an executive order to create a warrior board of retired senior military personnel with the authority to review and recommend removal of 3- and 4-star generals deemed unfit for leadership or woke. Oh, it's just getting better and better. And see, old Senator John Thune got in there. Is the new majority leader of the Senate. I do not know him, but pray he's better than McConnell, says Tom Renz. And of course, there he is, pictured with Ukraine leader Zelensky. You know, they always float that money that way. No reason to, but they've got to do it. And something interesting, you know, he had a little briefing. He came out and did their little celebration. But this is what he had to say about President Trump.
And when it comes to choosing nominees who will pass Senate confirmation?
Well, as you know, the Senate has an advise and consent role under the Constitution. So we will do everything we can to process his noms quickly, get them installed in their position so they can begin to implement his agenda.
Oh, yeah. We're going to move forward with his agenda. I wonder if they met with him. I wonder if they shared with this guy, hey, you know what? We've taken most of the deep state out, and it's going to be your turn to finally pick up the pieces, and we're going to show them a new form of government, or you're done, because we know who you are. President Trump's Truth congratulating Senator John Thune. He actually congratulated him as the newly elected Senate Majority Leader and telling us he moves quickly and will do an outstanding job. I look forward to working with him, said President Trump. Well, he placed that out at 3:14 p.m. Thank you, Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson, for this one. 15:14 military time. Well, if you go to 3:14, be the autist. We know you are. It's about the break. Godspeed, patriots. And then 15:14, this cue, we have it all. Huber, news unlocks. I believe President Trump was letting us know that Thune is working with him and that he will move quickly because it's about to break. Possibly that Huber and Sessions are about to be activated. Let's see what happens. And stay alert and watch the news as things are moving very fast. Now, yes, they are. Man, they're moving real fast. And another little thing just to throw in there from Glenn Beck. You know, J.D. Vance has the ultimate decision in the Senate, not John Thune. No need to panic. So it's interesting because they probably never used this type of power before because they, you know, had to keep the blindfolds on all of the Americans. They don't want them to know, you know, everybody's all tied together. The vice president used to be tied to the, you know, to the Senate. And then, you know, they got to pretend that the Senate majority leader has all this power and whatever. But listen to this one from, I believe, Clint Brown on the phone.
If you have a Thune and he begins to become an obstructionist, does the president have the ability to say, J.D. Vance, go in there and take control of the Senate? And do Absolutely. What John Adams did?
Absolutely. So you've talked about this. You've been great about it. There is a little known procedure in the Senate that gives the majority leader the right to be recognized on the floor first. Who decides to recognize them? The person sitting in the chair at the front of the room. That chair belongs to J.D. Vance. Anybody else sitting in that chair is borrowing his seat. He can walk in the room, kick them out, take the seat, and recognize whoever he wants who is going to move President Trump's nominees, so he can actually decide really who's running the show.
Why haven't they done that in the past?
Yeah, why?
There was talk in the last Trump administration of doing this. I ultimately don't know why they decided not to. There's always a negotiation about these kind of things. Having the threat of doing that is certainly powerful, and maybe Pence just wasn't comfortable with it. JD would probably be a lot more comfortable with that.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a senator.
Pence won't be wouldn't have been comfortable doing that. I wonder why. I still don't trust Pence. Some of you still do. But you know what? Freedom. We have freedom to share what we think. And then, of course, President Trump said he's pleased to announce that former Congressman Lieutenant Colonel Tulsi Gabbard will serve as Director of National Intelligence, DNI. For over two decades, Tulsi has fought for our country and the freedoms of all Americans. As a former candidate for the Democrat presidential nomination, she has broad support in both parties. She is now a proud Republican. I know Tulsi will bring the fearless spirit that has defined her illustrious career to our intelligence community, championing our constitutional rights and securing peace through strength. Tulsi will make us all proud. Isn't that something? That's so cool.
We got a lot of news breaking right now, folks. This one is the latest. President-elect Trump has nominated former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, so good. So good when the mainstream media has to make these reports day in and day out. Of course, if I took you over and spent 15 to 20 minutes showing you all the mainstream media, I'll just tell you this. They're freaking out. They're bringing these talk show hosts on, and they're saying, these people they're selecting, they're just not qualified. What makes them qualified? They're not part of the deep state. They haven't done their secret oath to Satan. These people that are showing up, they've been out there in the public. Everybody loves them, and they're just part of central casting. They're just actors. Oh, my goodness. You know what's really amazing to me is the fact that they brought these guys out. Tulsi, Pete Hegseth, right? He was out on Fox News. Tulsi was on Fox. And they allowed us to, you know, get to know these people. We know who they are. We've heard from them. We've heard their voices. We know how they think. We know how Vivek thinks. We know, you know, just these folks that have been on the, in the limelight. It's brilliant how they put this all together, I think, years ago. And they knew we needed to know who they were. If you look at their picture up there, this is the next Director of National Intelligence. Look at her. She was, I believe, Army PSYOP officer. Amazing.
The troubling part about all this is it's not even people who we vote for. When you look at what happened when President Biden had that infamous debate with President Trump, it exposed the reality that many of us have known for a long time, which is that President Biden has not been the guy calling the shots. He has not been the guy making the decisions, nor has it been Kamala Harris, for that matter, nor will it be if she is elected president. It is this cabal of, you know, the Democrat elite, the woke warmongers made up of the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and, you know, Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and, you know, people who are in the military-industrial complex, people who profit from us being in a constant state of war. It is those in the administrative state, in the national security state, who derive more authorities and ability to take away our liberty when we are in a heightened state of crisis or war. It is their friends and billionaires and people in media who all derive their power from being able to have a figurehead that essentially they can control. And the most troubling part about, there's so many things wrong with this, of course, but really at the most fundamental level, you look at, you know, our country is the oldest democracy in the world. But the reality of a truly functioning and thriving democracy that has brought to life the vision that our founders had for us, that we really have a government of, by, and for the people, and that we have the ability and responsibility, for that matter, to ensure that the government we have only exists with the consent of the governed, that becomes very hard to do, to hold people accountable when the person that you voted for is certainly not the one making the decisions.
Oh, yeah, so good. You know, we've got a lot of military represented now. Tulsi Gabbard's one of them, Army. Trump's team is full of veterans. J.D. Vance, Marine Corps. Pete Hegseth, U.S. Army. Mike Waltz, U.S. Army. Lee Zeldin, U.S. Army. Really like the direction this is all headed in. I've got a lot for you guys to cover, a lot more clips to show you on Doge. And we've got another one to kind of share with about Rubio. Great info. We're at andweknow.com. If you guys want to keep up with us, we've got amazing things for you there at our website. As a reminder, you can go there and find all of our videos. You'll be able to contact us and send your picture of you wearing our gear. You just have to hit that contact button right there. You're looking at it. You can find our X, Facebook, Instagram, and Telegram there, and it is absolutely amazing. You can also head over to our merch shop, and you'll find that shop.amweknow.com. That's where we have the Thankful Thursdays going on now through the weekend while supplies last from Ascent Nutrition. And so we've got available for pre-order the jean jackets, blue, pink, and white, with some colors featuring a glitter logo. I hope you guys enjoy that. Pretty cool. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So, folks, listen closely to Trump before the election. He told us that he knew exactly who the good ones were and who the bad ones were before picking them.
But I didn't know anybody in Washington. And I had to rely on people to give me names. And many were really good. I mean, Bob Lighthizer. I had great trade people. I had some great people. But I also picked people that, in retrospect, I wouldn't have picked. But now I know the smart ones, the dumb ones, the weak ones, the solid ones. The ones like you. I know the people. I know everybody, sort of like everybody. And we're going to have a great government. I didn't know. I had to rely on people to, I'd ask, I don't want to use names because I don't want to embarrass, they're not bad people, but I'd ask people that were rhinos, who do you recommend for such and such a position? All important positions. And they'd recommend some people that were rhinos or something, or weak or not good. And I don't have to ask too much right now. I know the people, and I've known them through fighting and wars. I've known them through because all this stuff. We have to get the right people. It's all about the people. So when I first came here, I was only in Washington 17 times in my life. All of a sudden, I'm president, and I really
17 times. I love it when he says that. 17 times. Great reminder. When he makes these picks, guys, he knows what he's doing. Remember, he said, it's my great honor to announce that Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is hereby nominated to be the United States Secretary of State. A lot of folks are having a hard time with that. A lot of infighting going on. A lot of people sharing their opinions on X. President Trump, he said, he's a highly respected leader and a very powerful voice for freedom. He will be a strong advocate for our nation, a true friend to our allies, a fearless warrior who will never back down to our adversaries. He says he looks forward to working with Marco. But check out this from Julie Donuts. Check it out.
So you know how Trump is appointing people and some of us are like, okay, no, we don't think that's a good choice. So some of the people that he's appointing are elected officials and you can't just fire those people. Okay. There's a process. It's law and order. That's how Trump operates. So if he brings them aboard to his administration, they are no longer elected officials. And then he could fire him. Trust Trump.
Oh, that was so good. Thank you, Julie Jonas. And I tell you what, this would be interesting if that happens. And then Laura Trump's, you know, floated as a possibility of taking Rubio's place. Would she do it?
To be able to serve in this role has really been the honor of a lifetime. Likewise, if I am able to serve, I would love to serve the people of Florida. This is my home state now and has been for 3 years. This is where Eric and I live. And truly to have that opportunity, I think would be incredible. No one knows better than I do the America First agenda or the goals of Donald Trump in the coming 4 years. So if I am asked, I would love to consider it, but I have yet to have a conversation with Governor DeSantis. So we will have to see.
We'll have to see. Boy, just things just, you know, they get better and better on that chessboard, don't they? You know, Elon Musk, remember, said all actions of Department of the Government efficiency will be posted online for maximum transparency. Any time the public thinks we are cutting something important or not cutting something wasteful, just let us know. We will also have a leaderboard for most insanely dumb spending of your tax dollars. This will be both extremely tragic and extremely entertaining. And they posted on X a new at DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. It's on X now. And it was interesting. He was walking the other day. He had a book in his hand, and it just happened to be the book titled Reverse the Curse as he leaves the GOP meeting. That's pretty cool. You know, when this was posted too by Elon, so what would you say you do here, Doge, Department of Government Efficiency? Posted at 3:26. All you have to do is go false flags, put us 100% insulated, expect fireworks, justice is coming. Boom, boom, boom. Next week, fireworks 407 is also part of that drop. Amazing, 623's there. Twitter percent owned. What was the percentage that was owned by Twitter? Other ownership takes, you know, stakes in the U.S. What happens if it's seized? Seized by who? Oh, Elon Musk. Who controls? Who controls the controllers? Executive Order 1221. New puppet master. Direction. Not a deal. Hostage. Think others. It won't. It's what you don't know. So cool. Some of the big spending that goes on, the Doge is probably going to catch. I mean, it was happening here with Waters on Fox.
There's an old saying, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Well, this morning at 2:23, Congress released a monster 1,012-page bill with a $1 trillion price tag. They're rushing to pass the bill before you have a chance to read it. Why? Well, because it's full of pork. And we've been digging through it. And here's what you're paying for. Liz Warren is spending $850,000 on a gay senior citizen home in Boston. Florida has the villages. Massachusetts has the village people. We're spending $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuition. Egyptian tuition, not Egyptians who live in America. Egyptians in Egypt. Egyptian tuition. So we pay for illegals to go to college here, and now we're paying for the tuition before, I guess, they even cross the border. Speaking of Egypt, Gold Bar Bob's sending $400,000 to a gay activist group that teaches elementary school kids about being trans. Not enough to keep you out of jail, Gold Bar. Sorry. Another $400,000 goes to a group that gives clothes to teens that help them hide their gender, like chest binders and tuckums. Parental permission not required. Even Dianne Feinstein, who unfortunately passed away long before the bill was written, has an earmark from the grave. $500,000 for a DEI zoo. The San Diego Zoo's getting $500,000 for an anti-racist nature appreciation program where high school kids from diverse backgrounds can observe wildlife. Why do they need $500,000 to go to the zoo? Tickets are like $15.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's going to be fun watching all these get wiped away. You know, President Trump gave superhuman Elon Musk 530 days to make the government efficient. Elon responded to this and said it will be done much faster. You know what's cool is he posted that at 9:37. Guess what 9:37 says on the cue board? Glimpse. Just like you saw in the intro. You cannot possibly imagine the size of this. Trust the plan. Just there are more good than bad. The world is helping. We are all connected in this fight. Yes, we are. We are winning big. So many folks are communicating with each other, getting this information out through social media, through podcasts, and so much more. And it's been wonderful to expose all of them as this plays out. Hasn't it? It's been so good. Guys, I've been it's been a joy exposing these freaks. One of the freaks was the Arizona Attorney General Chris Mayes says she will not cooperate with the Donald Trump administration on mass deportations. Is that right?
There are things that we can work with the Trump administration on, but you know, there are things that we can't. And setting up what amount to concentration camps for migrant children is not something that I will put up with. As you guys know, I became a Democrat because the Trump administration started putting migrant kids in cages. I became a
Obama put them in cages, not Trump.
Democrat because of that. And I will not stand for it as the Attorney General of the state of Arizona. We're not having that in this state. I ran for Attorney General because of January 6th. And so we will not put up with any effort to undermine or overthrow our government. And as you know, that is why we have the fake electors case. The smart thing to do would be to target those individuals who are members of drug cartels, who are criminals and remove them from the country. But we do still have the rule of law in this country. We do still have due process.
We do. The rule of law. Well, these people are here illegally. Many people believe she was only elected to attorney general because they stole the election. Now she doesn't want her voters deported. They got to stay here. Let's see. If you go to the Communist News Network, you know, they talk about this and the border and more. I just love how this plays out.
People know it. It's overwhelmingly popular. Poll after poll after poll, Americans wanted this policy.
Which policy exactly?
Deportations.
And even mass deportations?
Absolutely. And even Hispanic Americans wanted it. A majority of Hispanic Americans wanted it as well. This is not controversial. Everybody's trying to make this controversial. It's not controversial. A couple things. Number one, presidents always deport people. Barack Obama deported 3 million people. This is not controversial.
Yeah, actually,
and on top of that, one more issue. There's 1.3 to 1.6 million people who've already received deportation orders from a court. They've already gotten due process. That's a good place to start. Not controversial.
Well, let me...
Yeah. Let's see who else loves this. Oh, it would be the border agents.
File is through the roof. We received hundreds of calls, texts, emails, just saying how happy the agents are. There's a lot of agents that had originally said that they would retire if President Trump did not win. They know this one's going to be even better.
Lieutenant, some people who resigned or retired from Border Patrol, we hear that they're coming back. They want to come back. That accurate?
You know, Stuart, I mean, the Border Patrol right now, I mean, their morale is higher than it's ever been. Now they have actually something to look forward to, actually have some type of fulfillment in what they do every single day. I'm actually out here this morning working with Border Patrol, and I'm talking to some of the agents, and they're just excited to see what's going to come the next year.
They're excited. They're talking about coming back to work. That's what happens when you have great leadership. Jobs are created. People start running back to work. They get excited. And so much more. You know, folks have been excited about all that's been playing out here recently. You don't want to miss our interview that we had with Dr. Elliott, November 10th, 2024. We talked about the tariffs are as American as apple pie. President Trump's introducing that. Silver and gold is going to be on high demand. And we have another interview coming out this Sunday. I'm going to share it with you shortly. But I'm just letting you guys know, you can reach out to them also. AmWeKnow.com/gold. If you've been delaying, this is the perfect time to get involved, folks, when the prices are dropping for silver and gold. Get in there now. It's something that's very, very important, just as a big reminder. Another reminder would be for this guy right here. Old Shifty Schiff. The guy is in huge trouble. He knows it. But look at how they spin with the mainstream media. They lead in to old Shifty Schiff as if, oh, poor baby, he's in so much trouble and he's getting death threats. They make all this up to lead into the question so that he can look like we should feel sorry for him and that President Trump is such a mean guy.
Trump has suggested you are part of the enemy from within and that he may use the military against American citizens. We know you've dealt with death threats from Trump supporters in the past. Are you concerned for your safety?
You know, I think all of us these days have to be concerned about our safety, and I am. I'm taking precautions. But at the same time, nothing's going to deter me from doing my job. In the first part, I'm going to focus on getting things done and delivering. The former president has talked about bringing costs down and strengthening our economy. If that's where his focus is, then he'll find a willing ally. On the other hand, should he move to try to take away the rights and freedoms of Californians, should he move to try to tear down the guardrails of our democracy as before, he will meet a vigorous opponent in me. So I'm going to start hoping for the best and working to deliver for California. That's going to be my priority, but I will do whatever is necessary to protect the rights and freedoms of my constituents.
Oh, my goodness. These guys are such liars. You know, it kind of just gives me a great reminder to show you this clip from our future DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, about these Democrat elites.
It's the Democrat elite and the permanent Washington establishment, the war machine made up of both Democrats and Republicans, who are abusing their power, undermining our God-given rights and freedoms enshrined in the Constitution, with one goal and objective in mind: protecting their power at any cost. Now, every member of Congress in the U.S. Senate, they all took an oath. Every time they are elected, they go back and take that oath again. It's the same oath that I took when I was elected to Congress in 2012. It's the same oath that I took when I enlisted in the Army back in 2003. That oath that says I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The sad reality is that many of these very people who raised their right hand and said those words pose a direct domestic threat to the freedom of our country today.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Let's see. Let's have some other reminders of folks that will be heading into power soon and using it in the correct way. Let's play another clip from Matt Gaetz, and then I've got one from Peter Hegseth.
Congress needs to change. Things can't keep going the way they've always been. We need disruption, not another lobbyist-funded happy hour or PAC-funded junket. 61% of Americans today are living paycheck to paycheck. Think about buying a car. You could be paying twice the amount in interest that you would have been paying just a few years ago. We've got more Americans in default on their home mortgages than at any other time in the last decade. Everything is not awesome. We can't keep doing things the way we've been doing them. And the very reason we are facing $2.2 trillion annual deficits is because we have devised a system in Washington, D.C., where no one is really responsible for the spending. The White House blames Congress. The House blames the Senate. And I've got this chaotic idea that maybe instead of taking one vote on everything from the troops and the veterans to the welfare queens and the programs that aren't working, maybe we ought to have a line-by-line process for programmatic review of the federal budget.
Oh, they're all together in this flashback with Pete Hegseth interviewing John Ratcliffe, a couple of leaders, exposing Democrats for spying on the Trump campaign.
So the hypocrisy of the left, every time they're exposed, there's a new explanation. The new explanation now is that Christopher Steele is a rogue agent. He was just doing his own thing with no direction from anyone else. Based on what you've seen, was there collusion and coordination with Democrats and Christopher Steele, or was he going rogue?
Well, we know that the FBI and the Department of Justice ultimately did terminate the relationship with Christopher Steele because he wouldn't follow the rules and the guidelines with respect to providing them with information. We've, of course, subsequently learned that there are Democrats that have tried to coordinate with Christopher Steele. And so, you know, I don't know the details of the Democratic efforts to get in touch with him, but we do know that Christopher Steele was not a reliable source, and as a result, he provided an unverified dossier that the court relied upon to issue a warrant to spy on an American citizen.
That's something. All this playing out, Peter Hegseth is out there in the front lines doing wonderful things. You know, something else about him, I'm going to play a clip at the end of this video about him and the cross that he has on his chest and what they did to him. But first, I want to show you what he did, in case you guys missed it, to his diploma from Harvard. I thought this was brilliant.
Are we going to do this?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys think? Let's
do it. It's an easy back to come off here. It looks fancy, but here we go.
So how are you doing this? Are you burning it? Are you sending it? You're going to send it?
I'm going to send it back. Okay, I got an envelope over here.
Okay.
There you go. It just comes right out. Just a piece of parchment. You know? Harvard University, by the way, I'll point out. Oh, this is going to go poorly. There we go.
Look at this.
Harvard University.
Oh, dear.
Now, if you look at the shields on the diploma.
Is your mom going to be mad?
Very mad. I don't think my wife's going to like this either. It says Veritas. What does Veritas mean?
Truth.
Do you see these three books here? In the motto? Old Testament, New Testament, Future Testament to come when Christ returns. This is what we're talking about with Harvard University. By the way, Harvard University, let's see, let's do that.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we'd go with Critical Theory University.
I think Will's
University.
Having a harder time than your mom.
I think it should be renamed Critical Theory University.
Okay.
Because if you look it up right now, every single department has a Critical Theory Department all over it. And you know what? I don't like this Sharpie. It's not very good. I need a stronger Sharpie than that.
Okay. What other changes are we doing?
Because it does say Peter Brian Hegseth, degree of Master in Public Policy. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to scratch that out. And John F. Kennedy, he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
But he would have been a Republican in today's Republican Party. I mean, he was a tax-cutting, pro-life, anti-communist, not anymore in the Democrat Party. And then I think we finish it off by saying, return to sender right here, and then I'll just sign it for good... for good
hey, can I do a witness signature?
Okay.
And they do witness signature, and he's returning to sender that Harvard master's degree, and that shows you the kind of guy that he is. And when he gets in, I hope he starts doing away with stuff like this that the military puts out. This is really sick.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns. Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey, guys, you can say, hey, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. That's from the Navy. I hope he goes in and abolishes, gets rid of these programs. And some folks would say that's not very loving. Well, you know what? We love our children. And we punish them when they run across the street because it's damaging to them and they could die. And this type of training to the military is damaging to the good moral fabric of our United States military, and it should be taken out before people get hurt. Very, very bad. And you get tired of seeing this playing out. Of course, another thing that's really bad, of course, is RFK Jr., you know, proposing removing fluoride from public drinking water. But, you know, CNN... they have a full meltdown over it. They just can't stand it. Studies from 10 plus years ago absolutely confirmed that fluoride lowers children's IQ. So why do they still put it in the drinking water in the United States? I mean, these are the things that if you're looking at your screen, show you over and over again. I'm not going to play these clips from the mainstream media, but you can believe me, they can't stand it. But these folks that we're fighting against, that we're showing the truth against, I mean, they are filled with something other than just normal human being type thought processes. So if you saw the lady that was actually playing the Disney character, and let me see if I can pull this up real quick. I'm going to pull up the name if I can real quick. Let me pull this up. Oh, Rachel Ziegler. That's right. She said she finds herself speechless in the midst of another 4 years of hatred, leaning us towards a world I do not want to live in, leaning us towards a world that will be hard to raise my daughter in. Lean us towards a world where we'll be forced her, they'll force my daughter to have a baby she doesn't want. Why don't you just teach your child not to do anything in the first place and to wait till marriage? I just don't get it. Leaning us towards a world that is fearful. I shouldn't be this shocked, but I am. I am heartbroken for my friends who awoke fear this morning. I'm here with you to cry, to yell, to hug, to wax poetic on how the left continues to fail us in forging a new path forward. And let me go to the end. I echo Ethel Cain's statement more than anything. May Trump supporters and Trump voters and Trump himself never know peace. That's the way these folks think. And, you know, we were wondering, what happened to many of these singers? You know, before, I'm going to show you a couple of these clips as we get to the end of this video where I'm going to show you, for Peter Hegseth, what he's had to go through, and we close. But just want you to know, these singers and these artists, what they were before they started worshiping Satan and did a deal with the devil.
Before and after they sold their soul, part 27, Billie Eilish.
6 feet under, I can't help but wonder if our grave was watered by the wind. My Lucifer is lonely.
So I'm not going to play that because I think it's damaging to the children that might be watching. Even the tones in the music that Billie Eilish sings, it's all demonic. They have the demonic stretches that she does. If you're looking at your screen, she looks like she's completely filled with a demon as she bends all the way back, opens her mouth big like you see in just demonic possession. Something happened to her. And here's another before.
Before and after they sold their soul, part 29.
Sam Smith. I'm never gonna let you cross to me, even though you need the most of me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I need my most to you. In case you call and leave me in the dirt. Say, but every time it hurts me, the less that I cry. So again, I don't want to play this music. Just want to show you he changed, transformed. Everybody knows Sam Smith went completely demonic. And of course, we know Katy Perry. She admitted that she sold her soul to
After
the devil.
They sold their soul, part 35. Katy Perry.
Because I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
So she talks about singing, you know, about with magic, and she's on upside down crosses. She has demons flying around on the stadium. And in her videos, just eating and doing sick stuff. These other singers, I don't know. Doja, I guess, was a singer that was really nice before she turned into a demon-possessed like a cat. And some others that I actually don't know who they are. But it's just some of those that we understand what we're up against, what they've been placing in our faces, in our children's faces every single day. And, of course, Pete Hegseth said this. What happened to him on being labeled an extremist because he had a cross on his chest?
I was deemed an extremist because of a tattoo by my National Guard unit in Washington, D.C. And my orders were revoked to guard the Biden inauguration. Jerusalem cross tattoo, which is just a Christian symbol.
Is that
this is the one.
Is that the tattoo?
Yep, right here. This one is what got me disinvited. I'd never had orders revoked before. I mean, listen, it's a standard deal. You remember after January 6th, everyone was in Washington, D.C. Like Nancy Pelosi had the parking garages full of National Guardsmen. My commander called me a day before tepidly and was like, Major, you can just stand down. We don't need you. We're good. I'm like, what do you mean? Everybody's there. He's like, no, we're... He couldn't tell me. When I was writing the book, I reached out to somebody in the unit who could confirm with 99.9% certainty because he was in the meetings and on the emails. Nope. Someone inside the DC Guard trolled your social media, found a tattoo, used it as an excuse to call you a white nationalist, an extremist, and you were specifically by name orders revoked to guard the inauguration because you were considered a potential threat.
How is that? It's a cross.
It's just a cross. 2 Timothy 3:12 says in the Word of God, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The right people are being put into place, folks. They understand we're up against a satanic realm that's been for decades establishing their over, you know, taking over everything that's right and moral and good in our country. And they've gone to the extreme levels, all the way down to the children, to transform them and their minds. And we're taking it back. And it reminds me of the 11/14, which is today's date, 2017, Delta. Now we're here in 2024. Who financed 9/11? Who was bin Laden's handler? Why was the clowns in America tasked to cunt, kill, capture UBL? Fantasyland, folks. World War I and II orchestrated and planned by select families. That's right. That's what it was done. Remember, the more people there are, the more power the people have. That's what's happened in this election. Why do Democrats push for gun control directly after every tragic incident? Why is this so very important to their agenda? Folks, if they can take away our guns and our rights and our freedoms in that way, our freedom of speech and our guns, do you imagine? Can you imagine what they can do with the military when they send them in, or the United Nations military into our country? Why is this so very important to their agenda? We the people are who they are afraid of. We the people are who they fear will one day awake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation. And folks, here's the key to that prayer. Something we've been talking about in all that we've been going through in this country. But deliver us from evil.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for the grace and mercy that you placed over our entire country. We deserve so much worse for the amount of satanic things that we have gone to, the movies we've watched, the music we've listened to, all these gods that we lifted up before you. We were told not to have any other gods before us, but we do all the time. We are sinners. We know it. We fall short of the glory of God. We know all of these folks that we look up to and that are being picked as leaders need your protection. They need your guidance. And we know and we see in many ways that they are being guided by you. What an amazing vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, is coming. And we just lift this entire operation to you, that it will continue to move smoothly, that we would be in shock, that all those that are coming up with the boogeyman that's coming would just be awake and aware that, you know what, enough of this already. We're done with it. We're done with the false flags. We're done with all of this terror, and we want to see a great revival and awakening throughout our entire earth. Thank you so much for all the answers to prayer. We continue to look forward to great things that you will be doing. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for sending pictures in, wearing gear. We need more pictures if you would. And again, we look forward to the announcement with a leak someday to sign up for a cruise. So many people are writing and saying, we want to come this time, or they're coming back. And boy, you're going to be surprised at one of the speakers that's coming. I can't give you that name yet, but when I do, we're going to have a blast. It's going to be a great time. And so anyway, looking forward to sharing that with you. Don't forget our Thankful Thursdays. Check it out in the description box below. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with And We Know. Signing out.
The troubling part about all this is it's not even people who we vote for. When you look at what happened when President Biden had that infamous debate with President Trump, it exposed the reality that many of us have known for a long time, which is that President Biden has not been the guy calling the shots.
The general vibe on the Hill right now is WTF. People are shocked at the news of Gates, especially. I feel like I couldn't even get around to getting reaction on Tulsi Gabbard when this pick of Gates came down the pike. Senators, Republican lawmakers even, one of them in a closed-door meeting, said, oh my God, when they saw the post from Donald Trump.
Trump has suggested you are part of the enemy from within. Are you concerned for your safety?
And when it comes to how those raise money, I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on. For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.